Thank you very much. That was nice. Give them a big hand again. Our next group with Johnny Bullard. I understand his brother is here. It's Anglo-Celtic traditions. Nothing like hand-on traditions. You're going to have the pleasure to experience it right now. So, are you ready?
Are you ready? We are.
Take it.
It's 4 o'clock. Is this on? It's 4 o'clock and 4:30, 4:45, and we're here. And I'm waiting for my bunch to get up here. I'm Jerry Bullard, and my brother John is somewhere around here, and we're from White Springs, and got Pat Benton and his brother Jim from Jacksonville, and we got Joe Lima from East Parish, Baton Rouge, East Baton Rouge Parish. I'm sorry, folks. And we're gonna be here for about the next 30 minutes, so I hope we can entertain you for a while. Thank you for braving the heat this afternoon.
Okay, you need vocals?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to be back there?
No, I'm just waiting for everybody to step on up. We're a little bit coming on up, a little bit close.
Okay. Yeah. Testing.
Check one, two.
Check.
Check. Need those mics.
Yeah, I'm gonna crank this. Thanks.
We're gonna open with an old fiddle tune, and we don't have a fiddle, so your imagination, and the first one we're going to do is called Old Joe Clark.
We in here, y'all want to spread down a little bit? I need to
spread out just a little bit if you don't mind.
All right, I think this is important.
Chance to practice for about 15 minutes today, so bear with us a little bit. The next number we're going to do is another one that we enjoy doing. We have all of 15 minutes to practice. This one, it's one called Slewfoot, and I hope you'll enjoy it. Bear tracks coming after me. Better get your gun, son, before it's too late. Bear's got a little pig, he's headed for the gate. He's big around the middle and he's brought across the rump. Running 90 miles an hour, making 40 feet a jump. Never been caught, he ain't never been treed. Some folks say he looks a lot like me. And I started making honey way up in the trees. Go to check my honey, but my honey's all gone. Whole Slewfoot's done been there and gone. And he's big around the middle and he brought across the rump. Running 90 miles an hour, making 40 feet a jump. Never been caught, he ain't never been treed. Some folks say he looks a lot like me. I'm gonna do another little fiddle tune here for you called Cripple Creek, minus the fiddle. So we're ask my brother to come up here if he will, Johnny, and we promised to sing a ballad this afternoon, and he's the only one that knows how to sing a ballad. So, Johnny, are you here? All right.
That's not the name of the ballad, by the way.
Let's see. Y'all gonna share a mic on
that? Yeah, we just share one. Okay. We got
plenty down here.
Oh, all right.
We're doing.
Since we're going to do a ballad, we're going to make it a long one for you. This is called The Ballad of Barbara Allen.
It was a long in the Martinus time when green buds they were swelling. Sweet William on his deathbed lay for the love of Barbara Allen. He sent his servant across the town to the place where she was dwelling. He said, "Master, oh master, he bids you come. If your name be Barbara Allen." She followed him across the town. She saw sweet William lying, and as she looked into his face, "Young man, I think you're dying." He said, "I'm sick, so very sick, and it's for you I am pining. Oh, come and be my own true love, sweet darling Barbara Allen." She said, "Do you remember when the red wine flowed and all around were toasting? You toasted once, you toasted twice, but you slighted Barbara Allen. Mother, mother, make my bed. Oh, make it long and narrow. Sweet William died for me today. I'll die for him tomorrow." They buried sweet William in the old churchyard. They laid Miss Barbara right beside him. From William's heart grew a red, red rose. From Barbara's grew a briar. They twined and twined on the old church wall till they could twine no higher. And at the top, in a love knot tied, red rose around the briar. Thank you.
While they're tuning up here, going to do another number we done this morning. Everybody raved over Jim here. So, by the way, he is single. And If anybody wants to throw themselves at his feet, he is available. So,
Jerry, I'm not that desperate.
Gonna do one called Black Mountain Rag, and he doesn't sound much like Doc Watson, but he tries.
You're being very mean to me today.
Thank you.
Johnny, if you will, come up back up here, and we're going to sing one here that everybody can join in on. One called this, Will the Circle Be Unbroken?
Undertaker, oh Undertaker, Undertaker, please drive slow. For that body you are hauling, Lord, I hate to see her go. Will the circle be unbroken. By and by, Lord, by and by, there's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Well, I followed close behind her. I tried to hold up and be brave, but I could not hide my sorrow when they laid her in the grave. Will the circle be unbroken? By and by, Lord, by and by, there's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Everybody,
will the circle be unbroken? By and by, Lord, by and by, there's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
One more time.
Will the circle be unbroken? By and by, Lord, by and by, there's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
There's a better
home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
And I want to extend our thanks to the Florida Folk Life Program here in White Springs and their staff for including us on the program this year. And we want to thank all of the people who are coordinating the programming here and the people who do the sound. Sometimes they're overlooked, but we appreciate you very, very much and all that you do.
We're going to end with an instrumental here, and hope you'll enjoy this. It's called Fireball Mail.
This isn't the instrumental yet.
Here he comes, watching him go, riding Ben, look at him go, like a hound wagging his tail. Let him bye, 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 Fireball Mail. Another hand for the Benton brothers and Joe.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now the Dixie group, get ready today.